When the members love you. Well, we're not finished with that message. Okay. Here's the title of today's message. Only when there is peace in the house can there be unity with the spouse. And I don't know about us right now, okay? I don't know where this is going, Mom. Okay. But in all honesty, you know, if there is no peace in the house, I mean, if Satan's got his hands in the midst of this and your toilet brush doesn't work, there can be no unity with your spouse. Satan wins and you lose. Now, in the book of Isaiah, our Lord says to us, all of those who have been married for a long time, some of you who are just married for a short time, some of you are going to get married, okay? Our Lord says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. He said, neither are your ways my ways, says Jehovah. Amen. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts, okay? So we know as we proceed to go forward in our Christian lives, his thoughts, his ways are not ours. We don't think his way. We don't act his way. We try. But his ways are a whole lot higher than our ways. Okay. In Genesis, it says, and God said, let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the heavens, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So, and I'm not being funny with this, but guys, you and I have been created in the image of God. Okay? Now, that doesn't make us more special, but God created man in his image. And it says in Genesis 2, and Jehovah caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man. He knew after what he was going to create, man needed some sleep because it would never happen again, okay? So Jehovah God causes a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and the man slept. And he took one of his ribs, he closed up the flesh instead thereof, and the rib which God had taken from the man, he made a woman. Now again, understand, man is made in the image of God. Woman has been made from man. And he says, and he brought her unto the man. Now, it's important to understand for a woman that is married, it is important for you to understand how special you are. Amen. 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 Because the key with this is that God creates man, but then he created a woman for the man. And he loves you so much that he brought you to that specific individual that he wanted you to have. All right? Now, in 1 Corinthians, it says, but now abideth three things, faith, hope, and love. And he says, out of these three things, the greatest of these is love. Okay? Now go back. Faith, hope, and love. Faith is being sure of what you hope for. It's the conviction of things that we have not seen. And we all know that marriage is difficult. Okay? I mean, in its best, it's difficult because truly you've got oil and you got water and you're mixing them together. All right? We don't plan it to be difficult but you have two separate individuals who are blending their lives together, and the Bible says now they become one. And we always had a running joke, which one? Which one do they become? Okay? And it's a blending of two separate lives. But no matter where we are, the greatest of faith, hope, and love, the greatest is love. Well, the scripture says, husbands, love your wives. Is it always easy to love your wife? No. It is not. Some of you guys are weak. You just wouldn't say it. But no, it's not. Sometimes we don't even like them. But God said the greatest of this is truly love. So it says, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ loved the church. Now, I got to tell you, Christ loves the church. Now, I mean, if you look at all of us, we're a bunch of misfits. You know, we have all fallen, you know, about three stories short of where we need to be. We're three fries short of a Happy Meal. The list can go on. But, you know, we're not where we need to be. The Bible says we've all fallen short of the glory of God. So everybody here is imperfect. But we get to worship a perfect God who says faith and hope. But love is the greatest tool that we can have in our marriages. And it says, if you will treat your wives just as Christ treats the church, and he treats the church with unconditional love. Someone called the other day and said, you know, how many times do I have to forgive them? And I said, well, the Bible says 70 times 7. In your case, maybe 80 times 80. You know, or 800. I don't know. But the whole issue is you just have to forgive. Because if you don't, then you get stuck. And it says, and he gave himself up for it. We have to make, and we don't do it. I don't do it. We have to make our spouses feel as if they're the queen that God created them to be. And it says that he might sanctify them, set them apart, and then having cleansed it by the washing of the water with the word. You know, guys, one of the most important things that we need to do in our spiritual relationships with our family is read the Bible. Now, if you're not reading your Bible with your family, then you're falling short. And we can cause it, or, you know, it, give all the excuses that we want. I'm busy, we're doing this, we're doing that. No, we need to sit down and read the Bible. You know, Pam and I will start out, we do good, and then we just don't do it anymore. You know, we always say our prayers, you know, at night together, we do those things, but do we always sit down and read our Bible? No. Pam was doing a Bible study for a while, I was doing my Bible study, but we sometimes just don't blend it together, and it's imperative that we do that. Now, I know that you would find this hard to believe. Men don't think like women. Amen. And women don't think like men. We don't. Call it what you want. We don't think like each other. But it makes no difference. Faith, hope, love. But the greatest is love. Now, knowing that we don't think like each other, okay, there's a problem. All right. In our relationships, how we measure love is different, okay? Women's brains have more gigabytes than men, okay? They just do. See, a man's brain comes with the basic requirements. You know, it's kind of like he went and bought a computer over at Best Buy. Well, the women have all, I mean, look at all this stuff that's over here. Okay? See, women, their brains are just different. And you know, they look in details. Well, you know, ours is with the basic requirement, and if we wanted any more, then you have to go buy the package, okay? It's kind of like going to get your computer. You get your computer, it's got Word in it. Oh, you want Excel, so you have to buy that one. Well, for us, we come with basic requirements, and here's the example. Phone rings in your house, okay? You pick up the phone, it's a friend of your wife's, and she said, "We just had a baby." And you're like, "Wonderful, great, I'll tell Pam." Okay. Pam comes home. I said, "You know, Mary Sue just had a baby. What'd they have?" "A baby." No, really. What would they have? A baby. "Well, how big was it?" "I don't know." "What color hair was it?" "I don't know." "Did it look like him or her?" "I don't know. And I don't care. They had a baby. What else do you want to know? They had a baby." But now when the women get together, "Oh, they had a baby. Oh, it looks like the daddy. It had brown hair and it was so long. Brown eyes. It was 21 and 3 inches long. It weighed 14 pounds. It was a very large baby." We don't think that way. So it's important for us in the midst of this to understand in our relationships, we don't think like you. And don't get mad at us when we don't. It's just where it is. God created man in his image. And he created woman from man. God's ways are not our ways. And I guess since we're created in the image of God, our ways are not their ways. We don't think that way. But it's okay. What's the greatest gift? Is love. Okay. Now, in our relationship, it happened last night, and I didn't say anything, but I was really laughing to myself. In our relationship, how we measure love is different, okay? Women hear everything. Men have selective hearing, okay? Now, Pam was working on all this stuff and announcements and all that. And I said, "Hey, honey, NCIS is on. Would you like to come watch it?" And she goes, "Sure." So she comes in. Now, women can watch TV. They can surf the internet. They can wash clothes. They can read a book. They hear everything. I got a phone call last night. She's in the other room working on the computer. And I'm going, "Yeah, uh-huh, sure, okay." And she says, "Really? Did that happen to John?" How did you hear that? Well, when we're watching NCIS, I said, "You want to come in and sit down and just, you know, we'll spend a little time together and watch it?" "Sure." So she's sitting over here on her phone. And I finally turned over to her. I said, "How's the program?" She said, "I don't know. He's really stressed out, though, wasn't he?" You know? Now, a husband watching TV, the wife asked the man, "Okay, here's what I want you to do. While I'm going to the store, I need you to do these things. I need you to get the mulch out of the driveway. I need you, if you don't mind, just run around the store if you don't, you know, wash the car because I can't see out of the back window." Now, when she gets home, nothing is done. Nothing. Okay? Now, see, wife gets angry. Our ways are not her ways. Her ways are not our ways. Wife gets angry. And in all honesty, we have heard nothing. Now, the key here is she swears, "I told you." And you go, "You didn't tell me at all." "No, I told you." "No, you didn't." And now Satan's got it all stirred up. in the midst of our relationship. Women, never, ever, ever give a man vital information when he is focused on something else because he doesn't hear you. Period. Now, woman can, multitask. I'm telling you, Pam will go in the garage and I'm working on something and, she'll talk and I'm like, And then after it's all over, she says, are we going to go? Go where? We don't hear because we're different. I don't want to multitask. If I want to drill a hole in a piece of steel, that's my focus. I got no other idea in the midst of it. And then when we get angry, you have to go back to what God said. Love is the greatest gift that we can give each other. Now, again, in our relationships, how we measure love is different. See, women, how do you get a man to do something? Ask him more than once. I mean, if you only ask him once, you never ask him at all. See, if all honesty, you don't even really want to ask him. But the key here is if you're really honest, you're going to go, I shouldn't ask him because he ought to do it because he knows he needs to do it. We don't think that way. Okay, how many times in the house has your wife put the laundry basket on the floor? I'm focused. I got things to do, You don't think about it. It's not that we don't want to do it. If you want to do it, ask me two or three times. And then I might do it. But I don't want to do it. True example, a man washes the dishes. And he washes the dishes and the wife comes in and went, oh my gosh, you washed the dishes. Why did you do that? Because I didn't want a dirty kitchen. I thought you did it because you love me. You're like, come on, man. Can I get it right at all? We don't think like each other, and it's okay. But sometimes we need to communicate. And if you want your husband to do something, it could take you two or three times to ask him to do it. Okay? Maybe four or five, six times. I don't know. Here's what I told Pam last night. It was so cool. It was like an epiphany. I actually opened up the dishwasher. Now, I normally look in. Pam! Are these dishes dirty or clean? But I found out that if you have a cup upside down and it has water on it, normally it's gone through the cycle and it's clean. It was like so cool, man. I'm like, wow, I got it. So I pulled out my fork and I ate dinner. I'm like, I am so proud of myself. It's just where we are. But we do things different and we think different. Here's another one. See, women don't think very highly of themselves. Okay, we talked last week, how the women would go, does this make my backside look big? Well, or our woman's going to go, gosh, I'm so fat. Do not answer, guys. Okay? There are some things just better left alone, okay? I'm too fat. I'm too skinny. I'm too tall. I'm too short. My skin is so oily, okay? See, men on the other side think very highly of themselves, okay? We love ourselves. If you don't believe us, ask us. That's just where we are. See, but women, when you know, I'll tell Pam sometimes, and I do, she is beautiful to me. I love her. You should see her face. She's gone. Women, accept your husband's compliments. I mean, he means it. Now, it might not be done the way you wanted it done, but think, just go, okay, honey, I love you too. Because I do love her. I love her more today than when we got married years ago. And I think she's more beautiful today than she was years ago. And she is one heck of more of a woman today than she was years ago, because she's put up with me for 30-something years now. Okay? Now, wives, stop pushing your husbands away. Okay? There's 3 billion women in the world who don't look like supermodels. There's only 10 that do. Okay? And the ones that you look in the magazine, they're airbrushed. So they're really not real either. Okay? But in all honesty, God brought the woman to us. I read on one of these articles that I pulled some of this information from, Marilyn Monroe was a size 14. Yeah, check that chick out, okay? That's right, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, everybody looked at Marilyn Monroe as a very sexy woman, okay? Well, what's wrong with a 14 for us? I don't want a woman that's in a size 2. I got to hold her hand because when the wind blows, it would blow her away. I want a woman that can stand tall by herself. You know? See, men are not looking for perfection. We want a woman that's real. We want a woman that has confidence. We want a woman that goes, you know, okay, things have changed. And in all honesty, if you've been married 30-something years, everything has changed. Everything, yeah, amen on that one, brother. And candidly, everything has moved. Where things used to be, they're not. Okay, it's just called life, and it's okay. But the greatest of these is love. And women, no, you don't look the same way you did 30 years ago or 40 years ago, but be happy with who God made you to be. No more and no less. And when your husband looks at you, whatever it might be, quit laughing at him when you go, God, I love you. Sure. Because after a while, we're going to go, why say anything? And then the wife's going to go, because her ways aren't our ways, you don't ever tell me that I'm pretty anymore. Yeah, I wonder why, you know? Okay, now, okay, don't answer this by yourselves, okay? Women, how do you reward a man? Yeah, your minds are going, yeah, yeah, no, that ain't it, okay? It's by appreciating all the pathetic 6 things that he does in his life. You know, I mean, guys are stupid sometimes. We just do things and it doesn't make sense to them. And, you know, but it's like, I didn't ask you how, just let me do it. Okay? I mean, it's just kind of, yeah, y'all were just there, weren't you? Yeah. See, men like to be appreciated. I got to tell you, man, you know, like if I make the bed at the house, I'm sticking around the bed. Because I want Pam to come in and go, woo, he made the bed. And then she's going to come and go, oh, honey, you made the bed. And I'm going to go, You know, it's like, makes me feel good. Men want to be appreciated in their life. And candidly, the more you appreciate a man, candidly, the better he responds. But I got to tell you this, the more you nag at him, the less he's going to respond. See, again, we laugh, but our ways are not your ways. Your ways aren't our ways. Our thoughts are not your thoughts. And candidly, you know, your thoughts are not ours. And God made us that way on purpose. You know, it's okay if we don't think the same way, and it's okay if we don't say the same things and do the same things. It's okay. Because we have faith, we have hope, but love, again, is the greatest. Now, here's a problem, is that women only appreciate the unexpected things in life, okay? See, that's how they fell in love with us. You know, we all joke, but it's true. I married way over my head, okay? I mean, Pam was so awesome, and she was a beautiful girl, and, you know, we laugh about it now, but everybody knew my background and my lifestyle, and everybody at the police department says, I'm going to put a bet this marriage doesn't last more than a year, okay? But, you know, I did things for Pam because I loved her, and they were unexpected. And, you know, it's okay, but, you know, like I said up here in the slide, you know, I finally learned how to determine if the dishes were clean or dirty. I haven't got to the place to open it up and go, oh, they're clean. Now I need to put them up. I'm still working on that one, okay? But see, for men, that's a moral dilemma. That's a challenge for us. You know, you open up the dishwasher and you go, oh, my gosh, that's a lot of work. No, I don't want to do it, you know? But see, I want affirmation. Everybody in this room has a different love language. And as Patsy has been so kind to help me in mine, you know, I will be cleaning toilets now for the next 30 years with this stuff over here. And then Pam will be quick to remind me to go, hey, don't forget, someone in church loved you enough to bring you something to help me out, okay?
I think there's some shower cleaner in there too.
Oh, there's a little of everything in there.
All I can tell you about that one, it will be lost by the time we get home, okay? But there's not a man in this room that doesn't want affirmation. We just do because we like it. Now, here's the big deal, okay? Relationships are based on numbers. We don't say that, but they're based on a number scale. And see, trouble comes when one believes that they have more numbers than you do, okay? And I know it's going to be hard for those who have only been married a short period of time, because you haven't heard some of the stupid ideas he's going to come up with yet, okay? But we keep score, all right? That's just the way that we do it, okay? Now, here's the deal. I want women to understand that a lot of women believe it is their God who gave them the responsibility to keep a man humble. And that's not biblical, and it will destroy a relationship in a heartbeat, because that is not your task. Now, we laugh about it, but men have very fragile egos, and we can't handle rejection. So, you know, when we go to our wives and go, you're so beautiful, and you go, yeah, sure. Well, that hurts. Because we're like, gosh, I reached out and I wanted, you know. So, women, you have to understand that we have very fragile egos. And when a man can't feel, and understand this, ladies, when a man can't feel that he can talk to his spouse with all sincerity, then what happens is that the communication stops. And when the communication stops, Satan gets his hands in the midst of it. Now, again, how does an affair begin? Not by sex. It begins because it's emotional. Okay? Because if a man can't talk at home, he'll find somebody at work that he can talk to. Because Satan's going to put that woman in his path. And he'll talk to her. And then before you know it, that emotional conversation has blown up to a full-blown affair. And it's not right, but it's a tool by Satan. Now, again, men don't count like women do, okay? I want you to think about this. Okay, when we get out of bed, we're going, that's 100 points, man. I got up. I'm ready to go. Now, when a man gets out of bed, he goes in and shaves, takes a bath, okay? That's another 100 points for us, okay? He goes to work, man, that's 1,000 points, man. I get up. I want to work. Now, he doesn't look at a woman all day long. He doesn't do anything. He's really being the best husband he can. He really feels good about himself. That's 2,000 points, okay? Because we have not looked at any other woman at the job. Now, he comes home. He doesn't go out with a guy. He doesn't go drinking, doesn't go bowling, doesn't go play pool. He just comes home. Woo, 3,000 points there for us, okay? When he comes in, he kisses his wife. He hugs his kids, you know, 5,000 points. And then he sits down on the couch, and he feels like his numbers are more than hers, and he does nothing. Nothing. Okay? Why? Because, man, I got more points than she's got. Okay? Now, here's the deal. This is how the woman counts. Man gets out of bed. 1 point. He shaves and takes a bath. 1 more point. He goes to work. I appreciate it. That's 10 points. He doesn't look at a woman. You better not. 0 points for her. Okay? He comes home. He doesn't go out with the guys. No points. He kisses the wife, hugs the kids, 5 points. He sits down on the couch and feels like he has more points than she does. She's got 17. He thinks he's got 11,200. And now you see how come arguments begin, because we don't count the same way. We don't think the same way. We don't act the same way. But God says you got to love each other even though you're not perfect. Amen. All right. Now, men, how do you succeed in life in this point game? I'm going to show you can do it by doing virtually nothing, okay? It's going to be pretty easy. You're laying in bed. You hear the shower go on. Wife takes a bath. She's brushing her teeth. Get up. And run over real quick and make the bed. 90 seconds out of your day. Ding. 1 point. It's good. And that monument of dirty clothes that we have laying in the bedroom, you know, that we've been walking around and over right next to the dirty clothes hamper, you know, because we don't want to lift the top off to put it in. Pick them up. Might take maybe 10 seconds. Ding! Another point for you. I mean, you hadn't even got to work yet, and you already got 2 points. I mean, things are looking up for you, okay? Now, after dinner, clear off the dishes. Now, she's going to think that you've lost your mind. She's going to go, what's up with this? So we clear off the table, and we put the dishes in the sink, and you go, ding, ding. You get... Now we got 4 points. We ain't done nothing. Okay? And then go do something unexpected for her. Now, guys, do this. Never surprise your wife. For God, never surprise your wife. That's a wrong thing to do. Okay? But plan an evening. Plan a real sexual, sensual evening. Okay? Now, for older people, that might mean a walk in the park. Okay? But, you know, if you have kids... You know, get a babysitter. Go get a fancy restaurant. You know, wherever it might be. And then go tell her and buy her a rose, okay? But tell her, you know, next Thursday night, we're going to go out. We're going to go to this restaurant. And I've already got a babysitter. and then, you know, we're gonna take a ride around downtown in the buggy, and we're gonna have a great time, and you know, you're gonna get ding, 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 ding. You might get about 6-7 points there, okay? And you give her a rose, you get ding. Now, guys, don't think that you can go out and give her a dozen roses and get 12 points. It doesn't work, okay? It doesn't go ding, 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 ding. It doesn't work that way, okay? Now, the other thing is, if you really want to score with her, you know, some points, just sit down and listen to her. Just let her talk. Just let her talk. Let her talk and say nothing. Don't offer your opinions. Don't tell her how she can fix it. Just listen. And then after it's all over with, and you look in her eyes, you go, honey, gosh, how did that make you feel today? Ding, 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 ding. Because she goes, he really does care, and he's listened to me. And see, in a matter of, you know, 12 hours, man, you have racked up 42 points. With her, it was 11 before or whatever. But now, I mean, you have made some points by just doing things that are unexpected for her. Now, here is another one. How do you stay married without killing your spouse? Okay? First of all, guys, women, if we're really Christians, you can't forget God said that it's wrong. Okay? That's the first thing. When Pam worked at the PD, it was always known. She goes, you know, I clean my gun every night at the house, and gosh, guns go off on accident all the time, you know. But you have to understand that bitterness and resentment will destroy your marriage. And see, marriage is honestly not about how many points we have. Marriage is about honoring God. And see, men, marriage is about treating your wife as Christ treats the church. Do we want to do the dishes? No. Do we? Yes. Sometimes. Wife, if you want your husband to do something, then ask him. Ask him more than once if you want him to do it. Because again, we're not thinking the same way that you think, all right? And the other thing is, how do you stay married? Appreciate what each other does. Doesn't make any difference how big it is. Doesn't make any difference how small it is. Just appreciate the things that we do for each other in our life. And if you do those based on points, we're never, ever going to be happy, okay? Now here's the third one, and this is important for the women, okay? You're going to have to change your perspective on what you romanticize marriage to be. You know, if you walk around the house going, somewhere over the rainbow, all is good. You know, you're like, stop that nonsense, man. That's not the way it is. You know, we talked about painting the picture. It's not the picture that we painted, but it's the picture that God gave you. And sometimes we are the ones that made brush strokes that altered the picture, but it's still what God has us in. And sometimes if it's not perfect, women, pray for your husband. And if it's not right for the husband, pray for your wife. And again, it's not about points. It's about honoring God. And sometimes we just have to change the way we think. If you really think that it's a fairy tale kind of Cinderella romance, you're going to be let down. Because everything was perfect in Cinderella. Everything about being over the rainbow is perfect. But life is not perfect. And God told us there will be trials and tribulations. Now, you know, I wanted to play, but you know the song with Louis Armstrong, What a Wonderful Life. Church, with all humility, what a wonderful world. If you have a wonderful life, you have a wonderful world, okay? But it says, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, showing tolerance for one another in love, being diligent to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. If you and I can get in that position, husbands, look at your wives as Christ looked at the church. Wife, you submit to your husband. It's not a score. It's not a game. It's all about honoring God and loving each other. We truly can have a wonderful, wonderful world. Only when there is peace in the house can there be unity with your spouse. Amen? Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise. Amen.